what I'd like to do right now in the next couple of minutes, a chatzishir, let's just unpack some of the key issues that present themselves over the course of Gimel days, and over the next couple of days, we'll have a chance to work through thoroughly in Seder and Shir to see where this takes us. To overview the sugya, the Gemara, we left off last time in the middle of the discussion of Bor. The Gemara is trying to identify, well, what is a Tolda of Bor? We spent some time the last year looking at the rejection of the first suggestion. First suggestion was that Bor less than 10 Tfachim is a Tolda, and the Gemara rejected that. We spent time last time, and Rabbi Rashi says, why are we rejecting it? What that tells you about Tar Shul Sap, Tar Shul Peh, maybe the spectrum, different levels of Tar Shul Sap and Tar Shul Peh. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Gemara says, Lamasa, Bar of Tisha is also an Av. What's the case of a Tolda of Bar? So the Gemara says, if I left an item, instead of digging a hole in the street, Avno Sakino Maso, I leave an item in the street, and someone gets hurt on that item. I leave a knife on the street, and someone steps on it, they cut themselves. So that, what is that? What is that? I think we're all offending. That's a Tolda of Bor. Right? It's not an Av. I didn't dig a hole. He didn't fall in. But he hurt himself on the knife. He hurt himself. He stubbed his toe on the rock. We shouldn't discuss how about if I have something the fellow trips on and he falls and hits himself on the ground. Would that also be included or not? And that's the bottom toast of Gimel Av. Now, the Gemara of turning to Gimel Beis introduces us to a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which you saw in Bikias, beginning of the third parak, about, well, everyone agrees that if I leave a takala, I leave an item that's going to cause injury on the street, if it's hefker, it's definitely bar. That's mamash like bar. Okay. The Gemara points out, if it's not hefker, then machlokas Rav and Shmuel, is it bar or is it shar? In other words, Rav thinks that Bor is limited to something which isn't mine. That's part of Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav thinks that part of the definition of Bor, that's not mine. I dug a hole, the classic, the Av, I dig a hole in Shazarab, it's not mine, it's for Shazarab. So Rav thinks that's so fundamental that if I leave something in the street that's mine, someone gets hurt on it, that's not Bor, that's Shar. Now, something to think about is, in that machlokas, is, you mean to say it's only shor? I mean, Shmuel says it's bar, period, it's bar. But Rav says it's bar, it's shor. Really, it's just shor and not bar? After all, the Mishnah told us, right, that shor and mada have rachaim as opposed to the others, which don't. Avno sakino maso, shenichu mishos harabim, I leave my items in the street. It's not exactly, according to Rav, it's not bar because I own it, but it's not shor either. Because the Mishnah said, shor is ruachayim, this is not ruachayim. So what it really is, l'chora, is a tzad hashava. It must be that we're learning from both shor and bar. As you begin to think about it, you'll realize if Rav is really saying it's learned from shor plus bar, maybe Shmuel will say it's just bar. Rav is saying it's also shor. As you begin to think through the sugya, that becomes a little surprising. The Gemara made it sound like it's plain shor, but sort of thinking about it as a shor bar combination, that's intriguing. So we shall deal with this, and we will return to it. There's another Rashi, the end of Haimu Shor, who once again says the thing that we noticed already in Gimel and Alpha and Beis and Beis about how what we're discussing is, are you chayiv on the Tolda or not? Which is really surprising. Interesting sheet of Rashi. We'll return to that point number two. Point number three, as we continue through the Gemara touches on Mave, the Gemara touches on the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel we spent a little time on, and that stretches from Gimel and Beis onto the Avdalat. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, how you define Mave, whether Mave is Shane or Mava is Adam. The question of what we mean by Shar. Is Shar only Regel? Or is Shar Karen, Shane, and Regel? Okay. which leads the Gemara then to raise Adam. The Gemara has an interesting line. The Gemara is trying to think about whether there are toldos of Adam. Told of Adam Mazik, I mean, is it Adam, is it not Adam? But the Gemara makes a suggestion that maybe Kocho of Adam is a Tolda. That if a fellow spits, or he coughs up some phlegm, Kicho Vernio, we don't deal with like what they are exactly, whatever it is, you sneeze, you spit, something came out of your head and landed on something else, and it's no longer pleasant. You're a Mazik when... So the Gemara suggests, well, maybe that's a tolda. Oh, it's a tolda. And it was interesting to ask yourself, what was the Gemara's response? Was the Gemara's response, no, that's not a tolda, that's an av? That even Adam Mazik Aydei Kocho is still an av? Or was the Gemara's response, yes, it's a tolda, but it's kayotzeba? Because remember, we're looking for cases of tolda se'elav, kayotzeba. To say, that's not a good example. Yesh la'ayin, did we reject it because there are no toldos of Adam? It's all Av? Or reject it because, yes, it's a tolda, but it's Nezek Sholem, unlike, as we know, Tsroros, which is coming, Kocho of Regel is Chatzin Nezek, but Kocho of Adam is Nezek Sholem. That's an interesting point. The next point, so far we spoke about this thinking about Rav Shita Ba'Avtakin Maso. It's really a Shor Bar combination. Number two, Rashi telling us that you're chai, that sounds like the discussion of Tosei Kyotsume is whether you're chayiv or not. Point number three, just we're going to be seeing Mave again, which brought us to point number four, Adam and its potential toldos, and wondering what the maskana was with that. Point number five is directly relevant to the main axis of where we're heading, which is the Gemara toes at Eish. And the Gemara says, oh, Eish, krochah from Urvo, that's why you're chayiv. Now Rashi and the Rashba on Daf Gimel, as well as Tosin and Beza and Aleph, all point out get a little antsy because the last time we checked, Kol Hakam Urvo is reason to be Mekel. It's only Kol Hakam Urvo, and now all of a sudden, it's not all me. And now all of a sudden, we're presenting Kol Hakam Urvo as reason to be Chayev. So Rashi and Tosin are subtly bothered by that. The Rashi is explicit. He said, "Well, some do use it Lahakel, some do use it Lahachmer," which is curious. Is there another way to look at that? And then finally, the Gemara ends with the discussion of Tsroros, and the Gemara leaves us wondering, once we finish the sugya, you're going to ask yourself, I know most of you did not yet get to the end of the Gemara, it's fine, give you a blueprint for tomorrow, but then ask yourself, looking back, and specifically looking back at all of these points I just raised, 6 points, some of them in particular, what was the Ibaya? Now that I saw the sugya to the end, so what was the Gemara asking in the beginning that we have solved by the end? When we got started, I think I told you at the time, it's an interesting shaila, it's a little hard to nail down. Well, let's see where the Gemara goes with it. Sometimes you can figure out, oh, you're going to Tosi, you're not 100% sure what the kash is, you see the terrorists, now you understand what they're asking, right? So in the Gemara, this is a long answer to the question. But now that we're finding out the answer, we'll talk about what was the question and what's the answer. And that's the direction which we're heading. Enjoy your lunch.